Donald Trump, tax hike is globalist betrayal by Joe Biden and his friends. By Wendell Hasebo on March 31, 2021. Former President Trump released a statement Wednesday regarding President Joe Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure proposal. Trump criticized Biden's radical plan to implement the largest tax hike in American history as a massive giveaway to China that will displace thousands of factories, millions of jobs, and trillions of dollars to these competitive nations. Biden promised to build back better, but the country he is building up, in particular, is China, Trump stated before adding, America is once again losing the economic war with China. And Biden's ludicrous multi-trillion-dollar tax hike is a strategy for total economic surrender. Trump detailed how raising taxes on American businesses would hurt the American worker. Under Biden's plan, if you create jobs in America and hire American workers, you will pay more in taxes. But if you close down your factories in Ohio and Michigan, fire U.S. workers, and move all your production to Beijing and Shanghai, you will pay less, Trump explained. It is the exact opposite of putting America first, it is putting America last. He continued to press, companies that send American jobs to China should not be rewarded by Joe Biden's tax bill. They should be punished so that they keep those jobs right here in America, where they belong. Trump also said the tax hike would be the largest self-inflicted economic wounds in history, which will result in more Americans out of work, more families shattered, more factories abandoned, more industries wrecked, and more main streets boarded up and closed down. Trump concluded, "This tax hike is a classic globalist betrayal by Joe Biden and his friends. The lobbyists will win, the special interests will win, China will win, the Washington politicians and government bureaucrats will win, but hard-working American families will lose." Biden will introduce his initiative Thursday around 4 p.m. in Pittsburgh, where he may speak about raising the corporate tax rate higher than communist China's, spending $300 billion for housing and $400 billion for elderly and disabled care, and disbursing nearly $400 billion in clean energy credits to promote green energy such as wind and solar.